Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Believers, it's that time again. It's season 2, episode 23. The Cueto Cup begins, and we've got a very, very violent death to talk about, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's the most violent.
Are they casting for a Pitch Perfect 3?
You got it.
Because
oh,
Rachel is definitely in it.
No, I don't audition. I accept.
She takes roles. Guys, this is the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me as always, what? Jimbo, we missed you so much.
Oh,
last
man,
week.
I have insight for you about my missing
do you
situation
about how you went missing.
Yeah, I went missing at bar wrestling.
Yeah, and,
that's right.
I know,
that's right, you did.
Cage and Pentagon and other Lucha Underground stars wrestle.
See, there you go, it was still Lucha centric activity.
Yes. I was Willie supposed Mack, to go and I forgot.
Willie Mack gave me some inside information about things we were wondering
about about the Cueto Cup or
about his match, his all night long match.
Oh,
I don't know if we want to wait till you intro yourself and maybe
we'll get
your
to
parents.
That. We'll get to that, no, guys. You can find Jimbo in the booth at Jimbo in the booth.
Hey.
Next to him, next to him, you can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans.
Don't stop.
Or Rachel Sam Vans.
Yeah, depends on
the brand, right? Or you can find her on youtube.com/snarled.
www.youtube.com/snarled. Yeah.
She loves the devil.
Ah. Nope, I don't, because that's a Christian ideology.
Oh,
I
that's
love
true.
Satan.
You love, yeah.
Yes, right. Hail Hydra.
Hail Satan. Hail Hydra.
Hail
and,
Hydra.
And Hail Satan. Guys, it's Rachel Sam Evans.
Hi. Welcome to me.
Oh, oopa doopa.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Well,
my parents are here.
Yeah, Rachel's parents
yay
are here.
My mom is literally playing games on her phone right now.
As she should
like
be.
As they were introducing me, Mom. They were introducing me.
Is that
me.
Candy Crush or is that Bejeweled? There you go.
It's rude. Like they were.
It's rude is what
like,
it is.
Like they were putting me over. Look, my dad has his headphones on and is staring at me with, put your phone away, Mom. For once in my life.
Oh, man. Well, before we get into season 3, episode 23, The Cup Begins, Rachel, can you please take
no
us through last week's episode?
I know that this is the second time I've done it, but I hate it mm-hmm already. Okay, so last week's episode. Part 2! Right? Yes?
Part 2 of?
The all-night long match.
Okay, go.
That's what happened,
broken,
right?
Uh-huh.
I brought... Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Jeez.
Look at this. Oh, God, Dad, stop, I know.
You're a mess.
I'm a mess. I know, I'm poor. The part 2 of the all-night long match, which was pretty cool.
Sure.
It ended, which was also pretty cool. Didn't someone cheat? Mundo? Mm-hmm. He had friends.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, good.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac, but that wasn't so good. Mac wasn't so good. But he did well. He was like, he killed it, for
right
sure. That was great. Oh, God. He, after that, what happened? Pop quiz, what happened? What's the next match? Pop quiz.
Mill. Mill and Prince Puma?
That was the last match. Mm-hmm. There was a middle one. Trios.
There you go.
Oh, my word.
There you go.
Drago was like, I'm on your team. And then he was like, JK, she's my master now. But he's still blue.
She's the man now, dog.
Yeah, but he's still blue.
But he's still blue. Ah, what's going to happen this week? Who knows? Cool. So he steps over his wounded partner.
Mm-hmm.
He spits, and then he steps over his wounded partner, and then he's bad. He's bad now.
Mm-hmm.
But is he? What? Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, and then Mill and Puma, Dark Puma.
Right, there you go. DP.
DP. Yeah. they have a match, and it was like okay. But you know, it was like fine. It was like an okay match. But the cool part is when Puma brick-housed him.
There you go.
Oh, God,
Lionel Richie would have been proud.
I'm exhausted.
You did it. You did it.
I'm so
Let's
exhausted.
Good job. Good job, Rachel.
That was horrifying.
That was great.
I did okay.
That was great.
I said all the things.
You just have to do that like 20 more times.
I know. I'm inevitably going to get better at it. Right. You remember how good I am?
Or worse.
No. I'm really good at...
God damn it, Steve.
Mom, if you were wearing your headphones, you could hear the joke.
It's the full experience. There's a headset right next to you.
It's behind you. Sorry. No, it's okay. No, they're playing the what is this?
Jeopardy theme?
You shouldn't have told her. I really wanted to see where she was going.
I was like, Trivia Man.
Trivia Man.
Is where my head
That's
was.
Alex Trebek's nom de plume.
Trivia Man. That's it. I love when you say that.
Well, when I saw Willie Mack last week, he told me that this second half was a completely different taping. It wasn't back-to-back because we were wondering if they were back-to-back.
Right.
And he was also very upset that they cut out a move sequence he did.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he put the guy on his shoulders for the fireman's carry, and he did the Wade Barrett wasteland, roll through, pick him up, another one, roll through, pick him up.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then he hit him with his...
The Samoan drop?
Yeah, the Samoan, like, back cracker thing that he does, but they only cut to the last one of the three.
That would have been so...
Why would they cut that pissed. Out?
I don't Maybe know, but just he was time. Not happy about it.
I mean...
I imagine that takes a long time to do.
If you're gonna say this might go all night long, why cut out sequences?
I mean... But to be fair, it's not all night long. It's literally all episode long. It's however long they have on the show.
But that's not... Suspend your brain, you dick.
No, they literally say that. They literally say this match will go however long we have in the episode.
Yeah.
Well, they're being terrible, too. Let me live in this
the
world.
The terrible twos.
Oh, imagine Stryker and Vampiro
as babies?
As toddlers.
Can we get a Lucha Underground Muppet Babies?
Yes. Yes.
Boy.
Oh,
Temple
boy.
Babies.
Temple Babies.
I know we've got artists watching. Please, someone draw that.
You can make it happen.
Right. That's incredible.
Make it happen.
Is Dario like the you,
he's on. A little like he's a little slimy baby.
No, but what was it like the grandmother or the
I literally
the, oh like the nanny sitter?
Yeah like
the
who was that?
With like the legs
yeah, you
and,
never
like,
yeah you never
stockings?
See you just
no.
see her hands and her feet the entire time.
Oh yeah,
that's funny. No, I want to see baby Dario even
with
more
the slick back
but,
hair.
Yeah, baby Dario would just be like
greasy.
Boss baby. Oh, boss baby.
It would just be boss baby.
Oh, you've seen boss baby. I love Dario.
Only it's just about the devil.
It's just Dario, and he's just petting like a stuffed animal, but
it's the red bull.
It's a little stuffed bull. That's genius. That's genius. Well, guys, speaking of that red bull, we start off...
Soggy boy.
Yeah. We start off in Dario's office with Pentagon Dark, the newly healed Pentagon Dark. His arms are all akimbo. They're all better again.
Yeah, God bless.
He bless.
Ah, bless it.
Welcome
bless
back.
Up.
Bless up.
Bless up.
Too much DJ Khaled. Now, Pentagon's angling for a spot in the Cueto Cup.
Yeah.
But the Cueto Cup's got 32 spots.
The entire roster.
That's damn near everyone.
He's going to be one.
Everyone on the roster.
Stryker and Vamp said that several times in the episode. The entire roster is in this cup.
Including Vinny Massaro.
Yeah.
Including Vinny Massaro.
Really? We get to see the snoring elbow.
Vinny Massaro versus Cage in the first round.
Shut up.
Your little mouth.
Yep.
That's silly.
I hope he has the pizza and Cage just takes it and like crumbles.
Ew.
It turns greasy, to ash.
Greasy gauntlet.
That's an interesting why. Okay, because it's funny. I mean, I get it. But.
You got it.
But, okay.
Right.
Can will you get him in here?
Who, Vinny Massaro?
Yeah.
I would love to. Vinny. At Snoring Elbow, next time you're in LA, please come on our show.
Everyone tweet at him right now.
Let's talk about pizza.
We can Skype him in.
Let's talk about pizza. Let's talk about Lucha Underground.
I have a lot of pictures of me crying, so just send them to him and be like, why are you doing this? Come into the show. Why are you doing this?
Dario's office.
What?
Dario's office. Yeah.
Talk about the Cueto Cup.
He's scared.
There is one spot I should have gotten the brackets. The brackets are available online if you want to go check those out. There is one spot in the first round that's all
question marks.
So
that's not Rey Mysterio?
No.
If it was one question mark,
it
might be.
If it was just one. If it was,
like, that's a funny joke.
If it was one very stylized question mark.
That's really interesting.
I didn't realize until I was looking at these brackets, where the hell is King Corno? I'm sure there's all sorts of political answers, don't at me, but I miss King Corno.
That's an interesting thing to say.
Yeah. Right. I'll have to ask you about that off the air because I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
All I know is Pentagon almost broke Dario's arm.
But I'm pretty sure King Corno. I could be mistaken. I don't think King Corno's in the tournament around.
Who points their finger in formerly dead man's face?
Man.
And threatens him like, you're not going to break my arm.
A guy
like,
that's known for breaking bones.
Yeah. I mean,
why would you do
your finger's very breakable.
Dario's whole, like, you could just, like, and just his whole thing would break. But I, you know,
he's like one of those. Wyatt's. He's like one of those puppets that you push the button and he just crumbles. Collapses.
I like this side of Mill though.
Of who's that?
Pentagon? Nope, I meant Pentagon. Pentagon. I'm sorry. I slept for 3 hours last night. Okay. So like, bear with me. I know what we're talking about.
Your parents are
keeping
you out late, huh?
Oh my god, my parents are wild. Look at get. Don't stop. Get it. Look, my dad's literally sleeping.
It's a comfortable couch.
It's a comfy couch.
Oh, it's me.
No, it's actually not that comfy of a couch. I like the side of Pentagon because I'm seeing him without anything else. Like, I feel like every time I see him, there's always stuff around us to distract from his character for some reason.
Like thousands of other Pentagons.
Yeah.
Like at the end
in
of
different
last
masks.
Season.
Right. Yeah. That's too much for me.
Too many Pentagons.
It's too much. Hey, missed you.
What's up?
I was thinking Lucha Underground should definitely make fidget spinners just so Dario can spin it.
Oh.
I spin it. It's a... Oh, that's cute.
You don't even know. My God, Ty.
Fidget spinner.
Oh, why would you give that to her?
My life now.
The first match.
I'm pretty sure we had a child in the studio on my last show that was literally recording right before this. I'm pretty sure she was playing with a version of this on her phone.
Oh, No, not you. My friend has one of those. Why is that a story
a
that I told?
App? That's a great story.
Thank you.
You got it. Nailed it in one. Check the gate. Moving on. Starting off the Cueto Cup, we've gotten the map versus Mala Suerte.
Hell yeah.
This was legitimately one of my favorite matches in a very long time.
That's an interesting thing to say. Please elaborate as to why.
It was a very good match. It was a very good...
It started slow for me, but I liked where it went.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. There was a lot of classic Lucha Libre in there.
A lot of low stuff, which I dug.
There was a lot of low stuff. There was that spot where Mala Suerte went up to the top rope, looked like he was going to jump clear across the ring.
And then
just jumped down and hit that senton.
It's a little rabbit.
Holy shit, did you hear
that? Exactly.
It was like rabbit hops.
Right.
I loved it.
No, Mala Suerte
is great.
That was
pretty
funny. I've sorely missed the rabbit tribe.
I don't, you know... This is silly. Make them do something else with their hands.
Oh, the rabbit tribe?
When they... Ooh,
why?
Whoosh, boogity boogity.
It's supposed to be silly.
I know,
that's
but...
That's the point.
Oh, but it doesn't look silly in the way that I want it to look silly.
How so?
I think maybe he just needs to commit to it more.
Okay.
Put a little body into it.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's it, honestly. Because if you're going to do something dumb, you got to do it 100%. Trust me. I live my life this way.
That's fair. I just watched your fatality.
Did you? Dark did
five.
You like it?
It was pretty awesome.
It was fun. I did a Dark Five about Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I can't wait.
It was pretty incredible.
Awesome.
She reenacted different fatalities. It was pretty
awesome.
Oh,
my bones! Ouch!
But I do. I legitimately really like this because people don't realize that Willie Mack was originally trained in Lucha Libre, and has a very grounded base in the Lucha Libre style. And so lots of arm drags, all that
lots
stuff.
Lots of weird Lucha hop over crazy things.
You know.
It took me back to when I first started filming wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this little Cholo guy and,
right?
and
Cholo.
Willie Mack
right,
are
right.
tearing
Spoiler
it up,
alert.
Doing all this cool
right.
stuff.
Right.
My favorite was probably the Crucifix Bomb, though.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
So when Willie Mack was bent over, Mala Suerte, is that how you say
yes,
it?
Yes,
Mala Suerte. Hopped over his back, but he takes like his arms.
Oh, and then the
Jimbo, where are your figures? This is why we need your. This is why
I almost
figures.
Brought them too, especially to impress your parents.
This is exactly
wrong with you.
This is exactly we figured out their function. It's to show Rachel what moves are.
Oh.
I need this.
Sending my trunk.
I need this.
They're sitting in your trunk.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I fail.
I do. What I do appreciate about this match is that it was not a squash match.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, like that to me, that means that the Rabbit Tribe are gonna be put over in like some sort of serious way.
Right. Exactly.
I appreciate it.
And that's one of the things that I love about the temple is that there aren't really many like NPCs. There aren't guys that you look at and go like, oh, he's clearly. I mean, there's a few.
I mean,
don't get me wrong.
I mean, Bengala.
There's a couple. Well,
tiny boy.
RIP Bengala.
Number one small boy.
Number one small boy. Yeah. Small soggy boy.
Arcanus? Who are you talking about?
Mm-mm.
No.
Masquerade
Sagrada.
He's there a man.
Number one small boy.
Number one small boy.
But yeah, wait. I mean.
Excuse me. Stop the show. Congratulations to Taya and Mundo.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Congratulations to friends of the show and friends of the people, Taya and Mundo. They are getting married. Kevin
Undergaro, what's Phil happening Sutton, right now?
You wanted to stop the show.
Joke.
That's good.
That's a good
That's
joke.
Real good.
No, okay, well, don't stop the show. I like it. But no, it came to my mind, and I have to say it. I'm so happy for them. That is so amazing.
It's very exciting.
I love love!
Very exciting.
It's good. It's good.
It is.
If I'm not the flower girl.
Oh, snap. Can me and Ty be your plus ones?
You watching this, Ty? If I'm not the flower girl, I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do.
You'll forget the flower.
I'll forget the flowers. That is exactly what I'll do.
That's what you'll do.
Can Sagrada be the ring boy?
Oh. Tie it to his back?
Come on.
Well, it's cute.
Come on.
What? That's what you do with ring... All the weddings I've ever been to, the ring has always been attached to a dog.
So you're comparing a little person to a dog?
I did not... Nope. Because I didn't say that he should be the ring boy. Mr. Jimbo did.
And then you suggested tying the ring to his back.
I'm just... Anecdotal evidence. You're painting me to be this person that I'm not. You're painting me to be ableist, and I'm not that. I can't see. I can't make fun of people with disadvantages. Not that saying that's a just. I have to go. Mm. My parents. My mom needs me to go. My mom says I gotta go. Dad, tell me. Oh, he's so sleepy.
Let's wrap it up.
Yes.
So yes, the Mac still, I mean, obviously it was competitive. It was a competitive match, but the Mac wins.
Of course.
Of course, the Stunner. That's right. I couldn't remember if it was the Stunner or the Chocolate Thunderbomb.
No, of course Stunner. It was the Stunner. I haven't
it was
seen
the Pounce.
In a while.
The Pounce and then the Stunner. Man. I love the Pounce.
I feel like I haven't seen the Stunner in a while. He didn't do it last episode, and he didn't do it.
Well, I think he did it
all night long. I mean, he had to.
Yeah.
You have to do all the things.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
I guess it's been 1 week.
We saw other Stunners in this match.
Yeah, it's been.
We saw other Stunners later on in other matches that were pretty crazy.
That's right. We did, didn't we? So let's move on. We've got Cage doing curls and with one
gauntlet
arm.
Gauntlet curls.
Gauntlet on the other arm.
Yeah. Sweaty.
He's a sweaty boy.
He is.
Number one sweaty boy. Right.
Finally, we have one.
Right. We held a 32-man tournament.
We got
to determine the number one sweaty boy.
Yeah, we got the soggy boy. We got the sweaty boy.
Cage won with flying colors.
Bad boy. Yeah, I love it.
Bad boy for life.
Yeah, bad boy.
Ow! Oh boy!
You see that?
Someone please make a gift of that.
Don't. I have enough.
So Dario pays Cage a visit, gives him the card of Councilman Delgado, tells him to pay him a little visit.
He says no.
He says Cage isn't going to do what you tell him to do.
No.
He's a bad boy.
He's a brat.
He's a bratty boy.
Yeah, I like he's growing out his facial hair too.
It's true.
Which is a telltale sign of a heel.
Ooh.
He does have a god inhabiting his body. I mean, if there's ever a heel turn, it's that.
If ever.
If ever.
Y'all seen Preacher?
I haven't, but I believe you.
I've seen The Mask, though, so I know what happens.
You get it.
It's basically, if you've seen The Mask, you've seen Preacher.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I tell everybody.
He's going to be smoking.
Smoking.
In like a week. Watch.
So we'll revisit that little story later on in the episode.
Yeah.
Next up, also in the first round of the Quedo Cup, Pentagon Dark versus Arjenis. Arjenis may, if I remember correctly, may have been the first person to get his arm broken by Pentagon in the show.
Yes.
So sure. It all comes full circle.
Full circle, mm-hmm. Just like all those kicks.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
so many.
It seemed like at any point that Arjenis was down, Pentagon just kicked him in the head. Didn't matter.
Really? Why wouldn't you? I guess
it was vicious.
Yeah,
it was a vicious one.
I think my favorite was when he Irish whipped him into the corner and he did the handstand, And
oh, God.
Kicked Pentagon back. And Pentagon's like, okay. All right, then. Kicked him in the head, and he just fell like a tree.
That was pretty incredible.
It was in the head. Because yeah. I was like, "That was that a body shot? Because it looked like it was just in his nose.
No, yeah.
He just ate it.
Just his face and head region.
Oh, that's cute.
You never headstand in front of a person that's known for their kicks.
For that long.
You're just asking for trouble.
He was, like, meditating.
Never stand next to the ring when there's a ladder match going on.
What a pull.
Was this the...
Uh-huh. Go on.
No, it was Aerostar. Never mind.
There was
dove into the... Ugh.
Oh, gosh. Right into that. Those chairs.
Yucks a million.
There was the great... there was the great... Arrhenius did a baseball... Or no, wait. Pentagon did a baseball slide to the outside without a beat. Arrhenius did a moonsault.
Oh,
like,
of course.
He slid out and was like,
I love those moments of just like zero hesitation, you know?
And zero miedo, yeah.
And zero miedo.
Zero miedo.
There you go. There you go.
I know at one point...
How do you say zero in Hebrew?
That's how.
Come on.
I'm allowed to make fun of myself. What are you talking about? If I can't
make
fun of myself...
No, but I legitimately wanted to know.
I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't... If you give me to the end of the episode. I'll get it. I can get it.
Okay.
I know... Okay. Hutch time solution. Now I'm just counting.
I like it. Jimbo, go.
I love how Pentagon went for some kind of lucha arm drag thing off the rope.
Right.
And Arrhenius just caught him in the cutter.
Yes.
That awesome
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, that was really cool.
That was really cool. That, I think, yeah, that got the big reaction out of me until the end of the show.
Oh, man.
Do you think that was planned, or do you think that he broke his arm because the believers... You heard the believers
saying
break his arm because he was walking out of the...
I can't... Come on.
Excuse you.
I can't imagine a scenario where Pentagon was not already going to do that.
Yeah, but why break his arm?
Why not?
He's literally... There's been no reason for him to break anyone's arm thus far. That's his whole deal.
No, I... Okay. I know that's his whole deal, but it just seems like... It seems like a culminative moment.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not that.
It's not usually, though.
I don't know. Every time he's broken an arm, I felt the anticipation going up to it. This one, I guess I did in a different way. I truly think that it was a reaction.
I don't think so.
I think it's because they kept saying he was the first one to get his arm broken.
Oh.
Right.
And then he broke it again, full circle.
Right.
Sure.
Moving on.
I don't know. Believers are apt.
If
they didn't call that, then they knew it was going to happen. Good for them.
He's absolutely... That's what it was. Exactly. It was the other way around. They knew he was going to do it. That's why.
It's a chicken or the egg.
Right.
Let's just leave it at that.
Exactly. Now, next up, you talked about friends of the show.
Oh.
We had another friend of the show, the beautiful Brenda, accompanying famous me, as he faced off with Tejano in the first round of the Quito
Cup. So good.
This segment made me so happy.
So good.
Because Famous B messing with Melissa is already, like, one of my favorite things. But him doing it in his overblown, like, Colonel Parker. Like, Texas.
Yeah. Go on, get.
Did you hear the way he said Melissa? Melissa.
Now, Melissa.
I told you to announce me from Texas. Now, get.
So silly.
But he looks like Christian Rosenberg.
All right.
Love you,
Josh. Damn. I'll give you that one.
Oh, man. Excuse me, I gotta go.
Buy his shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees.
Now,
I got Christian one.
Now, Famous B's Texas accent was already good enough, but the beautiful Brenda's was about 100 times better.
All the crazy shit she was saying was so great.
She is made of... heaven.
She really, I would just, let's just have her in every single week.
I could adopt her.
Please, adopt her.
I could adopt her like she adopts all those cats.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Holly Maui.
Holly Maui, my favorite.
I know.
But, so, Famous B wants to represent Tejano.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to fight you. I want to represent you. And beautiful Brenda's like, 4, 2, 3, get me!
Oh, yes. Exactly.
So great.
So then Famous B lays down for Tejano to pin him. And just, I love hearing beautiful Brenda, just pin him!
Oh, my God. It did hurt my ears.
It was in the best way.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Stryker and Vamp were not happy about this. They're like, last time we had a finger poke of doom like this, it did not end well.
Didn't end well.
And Vamp's like, yeah, that company's not in business anymore.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Oh, God, good stuff.
Good stuff. Rachel, what are we talking about?
Who?
The Tejano bomb, your favorite guy.
Oh, Tejano. No, what? No, remember? Remember towards the end of the for last chunk?
The last chunk.
Before the mid-season finale. He was growing on me.
Who Tejano
like
was?
Yes.
Oh, that's right, he was, wasn't he?
Like a gauntlet on Cage. It was just growing on
there
me.
You go.
Exactly.
It just latches.
Becoming
and
part
now
of
he's
you.
Growing in me.
Oh,
no, yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Phrasing. Disgusting. You're all disgusting.
Now, so I do love the idea of Tejano like going to pin him and then just going, no. I'm going to hit at least one powerbomb tonight.
Powerbomb, I think, is my favorite move.
It's a great move.
It looks so painful.
Right. And
it
you're
is?
Not wrong.
Oh, it is painful?
Right.
Have you ever been bear hugged? What a stupid question. What a dumb, dumb question.
By an actual bear, though.
By an actual bear.
Like that's what's really crazy about it.
That was the craziest part.
God, those hurt so bad.
I think my favorite was after the match when Tejano gets out and she spanks his butt. And it makes, like, the Pentagon chop sound, like a
that's
classic
right.
bully chop.
I was looking away from my phone when that happened. I was like, what just happened?
And then she's like, so much cowboy, little rope.
Oh, baby.
Man.
Oh, honey.
And then we get this weird vignette.
This vignette, I don't know where this announcer came from.
It reminded me of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh, yeah, what was like, this?
Like, I'm assuming.
It's a training montage.
What I'm guessing is that it's kind of their
Robin
attempt.
Leach.
It's their attempt. It was very kind of. It's very kind of Robin Leach. But to me, what I got from it is it's their attempt at one of those like HBO kind of 24/7 like all access packages where it's like a big like boxing fight coming up. You know.
Well, that's exactly what it was. But it was so it wasn't weird enough to be. Out of place?
It was so normal that it was out of place.
Well,
I thought it was.
Maybe that's it.
I thought it was something like at the end. I thought it was going to be like promotional package paid for by Johnny Mundo,
and that like worldwide good.
Because it was.
I thought it was going to be heavily. Like,
it was tilting
Johnny
a little
Mundo
towards Johnny Mundo.
He's
yeah.
the American hero,
that
right?
Been good.
This guy, he's the face of Lucha Libre.
I did love that they said Ray's waist was synonymous with gold.
I know,
like specifically his waist.
I get
what you're trying to say.
It was dainty.
It's a very weird way to put it.
His waist. When they said his waist, I was like, "Don't talk about his waist.
Don't talk about his like. Don't talk about Ray's waist.
Don't be rude.
That's your man.
In this promo package.
Don't be rude.
That's your man.
Yeah, that is my sword man.
We want him to come back. We said we'd give him more swords.
More swords. Really? More prom pictures.
More swords. Well, we tried with the prom picture. It didn't work out.
You got some good ones. What was wrong with them?
They weren't what I wanted them to be.
Oh.
We have to try again.
Right. That's right.
Hear that, Rey Mysterio Jr.? Do better and go on a prom with me.
Once again, another first-round match. We've got Drago versus Aerostar following the inevitable betrayal that you so gracefully recapped.
Now he's Red Boy.
He's a Red Boy. He's number one Red Boy.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that. He looked so dope.
Very scaly.
My God, how
good
did he look?
So, you notice how he has the eyes on his arms?
Yeah.
Okay,
those,
sure.
Like, armbands? I thought those were weird. And then he put...
I thought those were weird.
You're right.
And then he put his fists together. Uh-huh. And what he makes his arms go in a circle, like if he were to do a bear hug.
Whoa.
It makes it look like a dragon.
Like a dragon?
Hold on. Before this main event, the band is playing, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're coming back in. And the guitarist... hits this bad riff, throws his guitar in the air, catches it, and falls down.
But he was
I did
like,
not catch that.
He was like, I'm not going to drop
Neither
the guitar.
Did
he was like, I'm not. No, he didn't. He didn't drop it. He's like, I'm not going to drop the guitar.
Uh-huh.
So he went down with the guitar. And he's like, whoa.
It's,
not
you,
cool at all.
You suffer for your art.
If he flat-backed it, it would have been cool.
We were watching it. And I was like, Rachel, hold on. We got to rewind that.
I was like, what? I didn't see nothing.
That was amazing.
Oh,
right.
God damn.
But yeah, I didn't realize.
His red gear is awesome.
It's very, very cool. I didn't realize until Matt Striker said it is that these guys have wrestled each other 6 times in the temple.
Oh, my God.
Which is a lot. But I forget that they had a best of seven series also.
It's like the chicken and.
And Peter Griffin.
Yeah. Just like always fighting each other.
That's the motif. It's like a really like. Just normal thing that happens.
Right.
You call it a motif because it happens a lot.
Cool. Right.
Cool story again.
Hey, why did
Aerostar
Aerostar's mist in the face from Drago last week affect him when his mask covers his eyes?
Because his mask is mesh.
His mask is mesh. There's mesh over the eyes.
Also, it's an extension of himself.
Also, there's that.
Don't be daft.
His eyes are on the outside of his mask.
Yep. Everyone knows that.
Haven't you? It's like the guy in Pan's Labyrinth where he's got this.
I love how all of us just did that.
You can't get it unless you do that.
It makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you. That's good stuff.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh.
We didn't talk enough about Drago's transformation.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
What do you mean?
Thank you. What do you mean, what do I mean? He was blue, now he's red.
Oh. And you got it. Moving on.
All right, thank you. Finally,
from
somebody
said
it.
From one side of the tracks to the other.
I mean, it is very, I don't know, he's a scaly boy now. He's
so cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks great. And but did I you see his tongue?
He always has that.
Yeah, he always has that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been too many seasons for me to not know that.
I know. I agree.
Whoa.
His weird jelly tongue?
Jelly black tongue? Blah.
I don't think I've ever noticed it.
Come on.
I'm sure I did. I literally tried to tell you what happened last week and it didn't work. So maybe I did notice it.
Right.
It's awesome
when he does his intro in the ring and he sticks it out and then he... like sucks it back up, and then you see him go to the corner and like, like gives it to the referee.
I've never caught that before.
Like he spits it in his hand. He like hands it to the referee.
What an awful noise!
I like to imagine he's like yuck.
Gross.
Like, did it look gross? It felt gross.
Skinner in WWE used to use licorice as his tobacco.
Really?
Chew.
Yeah. I didn't know
and
that.
And he had like a big wad.
That's smart.
And be like, oh, that chew looks gross. And now you realize it's all just like
the tobacco
black
probably
licorice.
Tasted better.
I was going to think that too.
Black licorice.
Oh my god! Guess what? I ate spit. Guess who I ate steak with last night?
Who?
Zmojo.
Cool.
I ate a ribeye with him.
Cool.
It was dope. That's it. Again, end of story.
Nailed it.
It was dope.
I just picture him, I'll have that one, and he's like Rocky in the freezer.
You know what? He's actually very particular about his meat.
Oh, is he?
He is. He told me about... Oh, buddy. he told me about how if there's like a, you know, fat content, marble stuff, and then like medium for that, but medium rare for that, and for sure. And then char, could you char it?
I like that part. I like that as your Samoa Joe impression.
Could you char it?
Could you char it?
Thanks. That's my impression of him.
Like the Telemundo actress?
Thanks.
No, who am I thinking
of? Who?
I'm not sure.
Are you talking about the Could you?
Chara? Yeah. Oh, God.
I love
her. Can you chara my steak?
Could you chara my steak?
That popped Rachel's pants. I'm excited about that. That's good.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
There's a reference.
Somebody saying, could you chara my steak? And I'm holding up the steak in front of the table.
All right.
Can we go out to dinner right now?
That's pretty good.
I'm crying.
That's pretty good. Where's Mark Donica? Can we put that on a shirt, Mark?
Oh my God.
Can you chow on my steak?
Gucci. That's so dumb.
So stupid.
Oh, God. Okay, we're fine. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I'm never going to not say that now. This is the rest of my life.
I'm
sorry, future husband.
I'm so happy you told that story.
I know, because before, it wasn't going anywhere.
No, I really.
I know.
It was dinosaur.
I was like excited about it, and then finally something happened.
Oh, man.
What are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about Drago and Aerostar.
No.
Cool. I realized in this match that Aerostar wrestles like if you were to button mash a video game.
That's a good way to
he's
play.
Just like running and jumping off things
he's
and just doing
he's,
moves for
he's
no
wrestling
reason.
The way I've been playing Injustice lately. Yeah,
it's the way I play Tekken. It's just
exactly. Especially if you're Eddie Gordo. Just
yeah.
Like, why are you jumping off the rope to spin around and then kick the guy? Like, what are you doing?
Because Lucha Libre.
Yeah, because he wants to.
Because exactly. Have you seen his mask? He's got to be fancy.
He's a fancy boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see you. Somebody needs to write fan fiction. Like, what's going on here?
Lucha Underground fan fiction?
Yeah, but like only about the things
but
that we said.
Only our like headcanon with like charred steaks and eyeball hands?
Yes.
You got it.
Yes.
How at one point Vamp's like, oh, he's like so-and-so in the Jungle Book. He's just stalking his prey. And Matt Stryker's like, you read the Jungle Book?
Of course he does.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
No, you know.
And then Aerostar dives headfirst into the front seat.
Oh boy!
I don't think that was on purpose.
No, I don't think so.
Thank God that dude got out of his chair to go to the bathroom or something.
I know.
He would have been dead.
Oh my god, face first.
Right.
That looked so bad.
That's pretty rough.
I hope he's okay. Oh, yeah. Well, he is okay.
Like that is like bottom line, or basically like endorphin wrestling at that point.
Oh, uh-huh. Endorphin like, wrestling!
It's like, oh, I'm just going to do this.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, that's what happened.
I'm just going to do three backflips off a ladder into the chair.
I'm just going to do it.
I'm just going to do it.
See what happens.
I'm just going to do it. What's the worst thing that can happen?
What was he trying to do when he did that? You don't know?
Fly back to the past.
That's what it was. It was like a Superman. If he went fast enough, time
maybe
would go backwards.
Maybe he forgot his...
He could save Drago from turning.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that, like, flying squirrel costume?
Yeah.
Maybe he was supposed to have that. And it's like sabotage.
The little wing suit.
He's going to turn into a Silverhawk out of nowhere?
It's a sabotage. I smell a sabotage.
You got it.
Yeah. Listen, all of y'all.
It's a
but of course, Drago and Aerostar, they used to be BFFs. So Aerostar he tried to use his own move against him.
The first time I was like, okay.
That ain't gonna happen.
The second time I'm like, really, dude? And then the third time, of course you're not gonna
get.
He knows how to do the move, man.
Yeah.
That'd be like Drago trying to do weird jumps off the second rope.
No,
like,
right.
Like that's his department.
No, everyone's
man.
Got their own. Stay in your lane.
That's like Drago jumping into chairs.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why would you do that?
Someone would have definitely died. That's... They would have been impaled with one of those horns.
God.
Imagine if he did it with the jelly tongue.
That's actually like a really good point. Like when he does high risk stuff, does he just get impaled?
It's high risk for both of them.
Ooh, okay.
It's risky for everyone involved.
Yeah, risky business. He took off
now just imagining it this long.
But still with the horns on.
Right, there you go. Thanks, Steve.
That'd be cool.
He's got the glasses.
The glasses over the mask.
And his little white contacts.
So, Drago beats Aerostar. He advances to the second round of the Queto Cup.
Yes.
But let's talk about Cage.
Wait, you forgot the part where at the end Drago, Cobra Boom tells him to do something and he's like, no thanks.
Oh, he tells him to finish her. She tells him to finish Aerostar. Doesn't he? Doesn't he do something?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
He does this weird... He like pulls him in. I'm like, oh, he's going to do Cop Killer or some kind of crazy new move we haven't seen. And he like weirdly lifts him up and he does like a reverse Alabama
slam. Oh, it's
slam,
almost... Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did, didn't
where
he?
He's like face first.
That was a little weird.
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
Okay.
Right. Not as cool as just flipping DDT or
no, exactly.
All the other
if you're
crazy
gonna tell
shit
someone
he does,
to finish him.
You know?
Finish him.
Finish him.
Well, it was so stupid. It seemed not stupid, but it was so like, it seemed intentional. Like it seemed like he was being resistant.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's how I read it.
Right. He was kind of trying to take it easy on him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It
okay.
feels like he has his own interest in mind as opposed to the interests of the reptilians.
Right. Dragon's gotta eat.
Drag's gotta drag.
He's a drag queen.
He's, yeah. Oh.
Oh, bless.
Cool. Oh, bless. Bless his little heart. Right? Okay.
Right?
Cage, though.
At bar wrestling. At bar wrestling, I talked to Luchasaurus.
Oh, did you?
I
did.
Yeah, Austin, yeah.
And he was talking about this new shirt idea he has called Green Lives Matter.
Okay, that's... All right.
That's a sticky one.
Oh, I get it because he's a lizard.
No, yes. I mean, obviously.
He's a slippery little snake.
No, he's just really... He's a snake.
He's a snake.
Slippery snake. No, he's just really sick. He's really nauseous all the time.
I'm nauseous.
Because he's green?
Right.
Like the emoji.
Like the emoji movie.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about Cage. Talk about Cage visiting Councilman Delgado.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
With the gauntlet.
Lorendo.
So, Delgado...
You think you'd get attention just walking around the streets with that thing?
I mean, you're already getting enough attention if you're Cage.
Yeah.
Much
you look
less,
like you're about
so
to rip
big.
Open.
Much less with a knight's gauntlet on your arm. You know, no big deal. And the Wolverine chops. It's fine. You know.
Yeah.
What?
He grew it out. Don't be dumb. Grew out his beard.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have those.
He didn't have a full beard.
He was trying. He was getting there.
He was doing his very best.
He was getting there. Nothing like you.
No.
Who are you?
number one and two beard boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not saying who's who.
No. It's a dead heat. So Cage visits Councilman Delgado. They're talking about this gauntlet.
My dad keeps talking. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's totally fine. It adds flavor to the episode.
Okay, good. Like we're in a studio or something.
So I keep getting distracted because I keep thinking about where this segment went at the end. But Councilman Delgado, he's talking about the power of the gauntlet and says, you know, soon you'll be more powerful than you ever thought imaginable.
Uh-huh.
And Cage does not like being controlled. You know, he doesn't like being...
can't tie him down.
You can't tie him down. No. You can't. He's a free...
Because he's as free as a bird.
Yeah, you got it. So
beautiful.
The gauntlet overtakes him. He slams Councilman Legato up against the wall by the throat.
And then what happens?
And then he kind of apologizes and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me.
And then what happens?
Well, you know what he said to make him slam him against the wall.
Well, what? Okay, wait.
He saw pretty soon all that lifting weights and all those protein drinks.
Protein drinks, right.
will actually matter.
That's some shady business.
That was the first thing. That was the first thing that set him off. That got him a little slam against the wall with against his throat.
He took him to Slamtown.
He did take him to Slamtown, didn't he?
Yeah, Welcome to Slamtown.
I think that Cage might be the new governor of Slamtown.
The governor. So after that, he says, I'm sorry, don't know what came over me.
And
what happened? And Councilman Delgado says, it's okay, you're still thinking like a man.
And then what happened?
And you know, I, as soon as he said the word man, I'm like, oh.
You were like, uh-huh. repair man. All that.
But he's not that. But what is he?
He's said on many occasions
that he's not
that
a man.
That's not what he is.
He's a machine, Jimbo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare call him a
so
man.
So he... With the gauntlet, he punches Delgado's head off of his body.
That's right, he does.
It explodes, and his eyeball goes flying across the room. What is happening?
I thought he punched through his, chest, and that was his heart he crumbled. But then when he walks out and he steps on his eyeball, and you see him laying on the ground, and you see, half of his face is gone... I was like, oh, he done wrecked his shot.
Yep.
Ooh, I guess we're not going to be seeing him anymore.
No more Renegade.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
I think he'll be back.
How do you come back from that?
Like Cyborg, $6 million man style, we can rebuild him.
But just his head.
And
we can rebuild his head. The rest of him is okay.
He's like Quang. He just has the brain and a giant guy's belly.
Oh, Quang?
Yeah.
Quang was Sonya Vega.
Fucking nerds.
Krang. Krang had a little brain. You got it. Scratch that. Reverse it.
Oh, gross. Why are you still wearing that?
I didn't know I was wearing it until
really?
I saw it.
I was going to bring it up to you.
No big deal. I just go to events and stuff.
Oh, have you heard of them? Parties? I'm invited to them.
This is what...
excuse me. Media?
This is my charo steak.
Yeah.
Access.
I thought it said media hospital.
It says media hospital. It's where we go and fix our cameras.
That's fair.
It's cute.
That's fair. It's a cute little hospital.
So he steps on his eyeball.
He steps on his eyeball.
That's so dope.
I think he'll be back.
He says, yeah, so he explodes his head. He says, in a very scary robot voice, not a man, I'm a machine.
Which just is, like that. I'm not a man, I'm a machine. I don't want to blow up your spot here.
I'm just saying, you might have said, I'm thinking like a man. I'm going to go ahead and correct you.
It's embarrassing. So embarrassing for both of them, right?
For both of them.
It really is.
So yeah, it was pretty wild. It was pretty wild. We haven't seen someone get their head destroyed since Bale got his head eaten by Matanza.
R.I.P. Oh. Bale.
R.I.P. Bale. Pour one out.
Okay. That was such a good catch.
That I want to get an animation of. So yeah, pretty crazy show.
You know, just another night in the
We
temple,
really
yeah.
only got, we got, like, some straight-up matches, and then in, an HBO fight package,
yeah.
and then someone getting their head exploded.
What a fun one.
It was a fun one.
They're also doing, I don't know why they do this. Why does anybody ever do this? All wrestling promotions
What's
do this.
That?
They take out 15-second spots in the commercials, and they're like, Taya, heard of her? Famous B, heard of him? Rey Mysterio, right. Remember? Why do they do... Yeah, we're watching the show.
Right.
I remember.
You got me.
Yeah. Why
really
do they do that?
I liked it when they introduced the Worldwide Underground, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I thought that one was
That's
really
pretty good.
Oh,
PJ Black. Get well, PJ Black.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, man. He had a real bad base jumping accident.
Shut up.
Not to bring the room down, but he's... Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when you're the Darewolf.
It's pretty bad. I know, right?
He should start being the Carewolf. Start taking care of himself.
Bless.
Bless him. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
In an interview he did on High Spots, I think, he talks about, oh, man, I really wanted to impress Vince McMahon, so I went and did all these crazy things, like doing a backflip off a motorcycle and base jumping.
Oh, yeah.
I shot this badass video, and I gave it to Vince, and Vince was like, wow, I didn't know you could juggle.
That's, yeah, that's fair. That's
oh,
fair.
Vince.
But, yeah. So, yeah, get well soon, PJ Black.
Get well soon.
It was a bad accident. I heard he lost a finger. Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. I don't know.
Gotta know.
Speaking of Mundo and Taya getting married, you think that's going to play out into the temple? We're going to see them get married in the temple?
I don't, because we just saw their first kiss last episode, and it's been...
That's another thing I wanted to bring up.
It might be like two or three seasons in the future.
Mundo had been holding this ring to propose after their first kiss aired, and then they took this hiatus, and he'd just been waiting for like months to
propose. Hilarious. He planned like a really romantic trip to Belize, and he's like, I can't do it until we get this place. I can't. I want to instagram it, but I can't. Oh, man.
Things to think about.
What an episode this was.
What a fun one. A
lot of straight up wrestling and then some really wacky stuff at the end.
What a crazy episode we had together.
What's going to happen next week?
I know. What is going to happen next week? Rachel, you tell us.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen next week.
Is this the recap for the recap?
Rachel's precaps.
This is my precap for the recap?
Yeah.
What's going to happen next week is pretty obvious to me. Mm-hmm. Dario and Brenda are going to do an escape room together.
God. If only.
And she kills it.
She's
amazing at it.
She opens the box. They're cats.
Dario just moves in.
The escape room is really his office.
Now I just want an escape room designed like Dario's office. That's what I want. Well, guys,
my ear.
Thank you so much, as always. And thank you to Rachel's parents.
Yeah.
You guys are incredible. Guys, where can they find you online? Real quick.
Find me on Twitter at Jimmy in the Booth.
Me? Now?
Yes, you.
Twitter, Instagram, at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. Depends on how your brain works. Also, I know. And also, www.youtube.com/snarl.
Yes, the www part's very important.
I'm announcing something for the first time ever. We are, in 3 weeks, we're... Oh, you're so rude. I'll wait.
What is it?
We're launching in 3 weeks a gaming channel called Slay Tricks.
All right, that's pretty dope.
Mic drop.
Don't you dare. Guys, you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. If you're in Hollywood this Saturday, come see me wrestle. We'll be wrestling inside Meltdown Comics. It's going to be so much fun. If you're on iTunes, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate. 5 stars would be nasty. If you're on YouTube, leave us a comment, leave us a thumbs up, tweet us, Instagram us, all that stuff. Let's talk about Captain Delgado getting his head exploded. Until next week, Viva La Lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.